Hello, relatives. This is Dr. H. Welcome to this week's Schlagbite for January 23rd, 2006, entitled Free to Be Children. It used to be that kids played without a playdate. They just organized themselves into games, played just for fun, like Ring-a-Leavio or Johnny Ride the Pony, stickball, or with yo-yos. Now, sports and recreation and play are organized into programmed events with a daily schedule. I call a week in advance for a movie date with my grandkids. It also used to be that kids could walk and ride a bike to school safely. Nowadays, it takes a government program for kids to go to school on their own. Children now live in permanent lockdown. They're every moment planned, organized, and monitored. How did it get this way? Stephen Mintz, a distinguished history professor at the University of Houston, has written an extraordinary book, Huck's Raft, A History of American Childhood. It's an unsentimental, fact-filled, well-organized view of childhood over the last 300 years. Mintz says three big changes account for the current lockdown phenomena. The first is an explosion of anxiety over child abduction, sexual abuse, and a global saturation of events that inspire fear. Danger lurks everywhere, and no community is spared. The second is parental panic. Parents want their children to get into the right schools. Competitive achievement is seen as part of a Darwinian struggle for economic success and social esteem. So Kumon math is in, if you can afford it, but hunting for frogs or playing Ring-a-Leavio is out. The third is guilt. Both parents are often working hard and long hours, and they figure they owe their kids. Since their model of life is to be busy all the time, there's little appreciation for kids just hanging out. So here you have it. The big three, fear, competition, and guilt, are the primary motivators of the current climate. We need to stop pushing our kids to be playing our games and give them back the freedom to be children. That's what I'm thinking this week. Let me know what you're thinking on the Healing Cafe, and on Fridays I will respond by MP3 in audio format in freewheeling, spontaneous repartee to what it is that you're telling me. We are therefore able to stay connected as family. Remember, nobody makes it alone. We're all connected. Have a great week. Bye-bye.